the time? We have another 30 seconds.
Oh. Milk it.
Is it time? Not quite?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there it is. I see it. I didn't know where to look.
I figured it's probably more accurate than the box.
Yeah. Okay, are we ready to get started? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the October 29th, 2018 Historic Preservation Commission meeting to order. Nikki, could I have the roll, please?
Valderrama.
Here.
Shalit.
Here.
Richter.
Here.
Lassen.
Here.
Weaver.
Here.
Montoto.
Here.
Ruff.
Here.
Morris.
Here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki. We have one item we are hearing this evening. That item is CAR 18-00020 and CPA 18-00005. May we have the staff report?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. The application before you is to rezone the area generally shown on the map, the aerial shown on this map on your screen, to include a historic district overlay. Also proposed is a comprehensive plan amendment to adopt guidelines associated with the new historic district. The general neighborhood was established as a National Register Historic District in 1977 and then called the West Warm Springs National Register Historic District. This is essentially an honorary designation recognizing the historic significance of the neighborhood and associated structures. However, this designation does not offer protection of the buildings from demolition or significant alteration. The National Register District originally contained 14 houses dating from the late 19th century to the early 20th century. The houses were designed by prominent Boise architects, Tortelot and Hummel, and Wayland and Fennell, and owned by prominent Idaho residents, including governors and congressmen. This slide shows the National Register Historic District map on the left, alongside the proposed historic district shown on the aerial on the right. As you can see, four of the buildings marked in the X have been previously demolished or removed over time, which is why the proposed district is smaller. We've also included a property at 145 Idaho Street, which is a historic building in the neighborhood constructed during the same period. And that structure is here in the corner of 2nd and Idaho. I'll give you some background on what got us here. In July, staff began receiving calls with concern that one of the houses in the neighborhood was proposed to be demolished. At the time, staff hadn't received any demolition permits or applications. However, there was general surprise from the people we talked to from the public, an astonishment that there was, in fact, no local protections placed on the neighborhood or any of the structures in this neighborhood. So there was general assumption from the people that called that it already was a historic district or that the buildings were in some way protected. Staff eventually discovered that one of the owners had hired a developer and was looking into deconstructing the building and developing condominiums on the site. Staff then requested a meeting with the owner and developer to determine if something could be worked out to save the building. Some options included moving the structure, which was not feasible, or offering an exchange for a city-owned property, which ended up not really working out. Ultimately, the property owner informed staff that the city had about 2 months to come up with a solution to save the building before plans proceeded to demo the building. Staff then approached city leadership to let them know that the historic structure was likely to be demolished. Staff was then directed by leadership to prepare a report for implementation of an emergency ordinance that would temporarily stop demolitions or alterations within the boundary shown on the map. On August 7th, 2018, the City Council formally implemented a 182-day moratorium within the boundary and directed staff to start the process of designating a historic district. The first step of this process was to bring the findings and research materials to the Historic Preservation Commission for their determination on the viability of this new historic district. On August 27th, 2018, the Historic Preservation Commission found that the district substantially met at least two of the required criteria for creation of a new district. As you can see, the underlying criteria here, you'll remember historical cultural importance and architectural importance were the two criteria that were established. The commission voted unanimously to have staff proceed with the designation of a new historic district per City Code Section 110509. The next step in that process was to transmit the findings and report to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And at their meeting on October 1st, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously voted to recommend approval of rezone and comprehensive plan amendment to establish the new historic district. Historic surveys of the neighborhood were originally completed in 1993. The result was that all the properties except for 111 and 115 Main, 111/115 Main Street, it's on the same parcel, were considered contributing. Also, that 145 Idaho Street house that I previously pointed out had not had a survey associated with it. To ensure that the survey data was still accurate and relevant, and to have a survey completed for that Idaho Street property, the city hired a consultant to update all the survey data. Those new updated surveys are completed and included in your packet. The result is that all the properties within the proposed boundary are considered contributing, save for that 111/115 Main Street property. And though that property is non-contributing, it is appropriate to include it as it is located internal to the boundary of the district. This helps to establish congruent development and prevents inappropriate development that might adversely impact the historic neighborhood. Currently, all of the city's historic districts do include a number of non-contributing properties. So this is the general timeline that was laid out from the beginning. August 22nd, we had our neighborhood meetings. We worked our way through with our hearings with the Planning and Zoning Commission. And today, October 29th, is where we are at with the hearing in front of the Historic Preservation Commission. Next step would be going to City Council, where an actual decision will be made. So the hearing here is a recommendation to City Council. And the moratorium is set to expire on February 4th, 2019. So I'll just go through and show some photos, a little bit of information on each of the properties. This is the Albert Coney House, constructed in 1904, 209 Main Street. 203 Main Street, the W.N. Northrop House, 121 Main Street, the Mary Sauna House, constructed in 1911, the Colonial Revival. Peter Sauna was the mayor of Boise between 1893 and 1895. 119 Main Street, the Anna Bay House, constructed in 1906, the Colonial Revival. 101 Warm Springs Avenue, currently known as the Ronald McDonald House, constructed in 1907, architects of Whalen and Fennell. 100 Main Street House, the Kara Layton House, constructed in 1892. This house has some interesting history. You may have read in the Statesman, there was a scandal, a murder, and As you can read here, a member of the Thomas Kerr, a member of the governor's staff in June 1898, he was shot in front of his home by his mistress's husband, died 9 days later. Resulted in a trial and the acquittal of Charles Nelson with the aid of defense attorney William E. Borah, who ultimately became a senator of Idaho. There's the 110 Main Street, the Timothy and Rose Regan House, constructed in 1905. 140 Main Street House, this was a governor's mansion for James Brady. Brady was also an Idaho senator from 1913 to 1918. C.N. Nunn, or L.L. Nunn, rented this house in 1912, and founded the Telluride Association, which was a famed hydroelectric engineer who financed the world's first AC power plant and used the house to train engineers for a short while. This is the 145 Idaho Street house I mentioned earlier, constructed in 1898. And the Falk Frank Church House, a fairly well-known house on Idaho Street. Chase Falk was governor from 1941 to 1943, appointed to the U.S. Appellate Court by President Franklin Roosevelt. Father of Bethine, who later married Frank Church, and this was their home in Boise for a while. And this is the property at 111 115 Main Street. This was constructed in the 90s and would be the non-contributing member of the district. This is the approval criteria. This is in your packet. This is the criteria that we determined would be met by this historic district, historical or cultural. You see here at the top with some of the more detailed criteria below. Architectural importance is the other criteria that we used for this district. And some of the details below here, more information is in your packet on this criteria, and responses to each of these points is in the packet. Generally, it was pretty easy to meet all these points for this historic district. Public comment, we did receive a lot of public comment, over 700, and they're still coming in, actually, in supporting the historic district. We have the support of the Downtown Boise Neighborhood Association and the East End Neighborhood Association. Comments from property owners, received a couple of comments generally supportive. There are two property owners that would like their properties removed from the district that have requested that, and their letters are in your packet. The 145 Idaho Street that I mentioned claims the property has undergone changes that make it not historic and it should not be included in the district. However, if you read the survey for the property, it is actually, in fact, contributing, and the alterations were done during a time that they have become historic unto themselves. Then the 111-115 Main Street owner claims the property is not historic and should not be included in the district. However, the property is internal, as I previously mentioned. It is internal to the boundary. Therefore, it is appropriate to have it in the district as a non-contributing property. As I mentioned before, all of our historic districts contain many non-contributing properties within the boundary. So it is important, especially when a property is internal to the boundary, to include it in the district. You don't want, development to occur that's inappropriate, again, that will adversely impact that district down the road. So with that, staff does recommend that the Historic Preservation Commission recommend approval of the application, and we have a recommended motion on the screen, as you see it there. Move that the Historic Preservation Commission recommend the creation of the East Main Street Historic District, and that the recommendation be forwarded to the mayor and council, along with a final report, findings, and draft ordinance. And with that, I'll stand for questions.
Do we have any questions? Ted, I just have a question on when this gets, assuming gets forwarded to the council, and they, if they approve this on December 11th, does it go into effect immediately?
Madam Chair, members of the commission, the approval, if the council approves it, there will then be readings of the three required readings of the ordinance. So it would not be an immediate, immediately become, by, you know, technically no, for all intents and purposes, yes, there would be the three readings, which could occur in the three subsequent meetings at City Council, or sometimes they'll do them all at one hearing.
Okay. I was just seeing how close it was to that, the end of that 90-day deadline, but we're, okay. Any other questions? Okay. I've got a few people. First of all, the Registered Neighborhood Association, are there members here? If you could state your name and address, and you know the drill, you have 20 minutes.
I won't take that long. Brittany Sigliano, 403 North Mobley Drive, representing East End Neighborhood Association tonight. We did submit a letter of support for this. We encompass a majority of this proposal, fully supportive. Well done, city. Well done, staff. Thank you, Preservation Idaho, for bringing it to light. I'm not going to take the 20 minutes. I don't think we need to for something that we fully support, but... well done. Good job. Please recommend it forward for approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other neighborhood associations? Oh, come on up. Your name and address.
Okay. I'm Mark Baltus, North End Neighborhood Association, 1515 North 17th, and I'm here to primarily sing with the choir. I wanted to make sure that Nina was a party of record in full support of the creation of this district. Like the creation of a lot of districts, I would have liked to have seen it a little more aggressive, but I understand, you know, where that it needed to be condensed and talk about the, you know, the primary significant structure. So as it stands, I think it's great. Would recommend that this body move it for approval. And I'd just like to make one observation that you guys all know about. I mean, creation of a district does not ensure that any of these properties ultimately will not be demolished. I mean, it's the first step. It's a big step in the right direction. It shows really great political will on the part of leadership. Stand up, do that moratorium, and put this in place. But, you know, true preservation will lie with the enforcement of the guidelines and the rules, and, you know, maybe a demolition permit ordinance that we've been talking about for so long might be included in that dialogue going forward. But those aren't on the table yet. So anyway, Nina has supports your motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I think is any other neighborhood association. Oh. Come on up to the podium. If you just state your name and address, and you have 20 minutes.
Kenny Worth, 323 West Grove Street. I'm with the Downtown Boise Neighborhood Association. And the board voted unanimously to support the local historic district. We just want to thank you for preserving this culturally rich area of Boise, and we hope that you recommend it to City Council for approval. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got some names on the list here, and I'm just going to start at the top. Paula Benson. Your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
All right. Paula Benson. I'm representing Preservation Idaho.
Okay.
Our P.O. box is 1495 Boise, if you care to drop a note. as I said, I'm speaking on behalf, okay, to drop that, of Preservation Idaho. We are a 501c3 historic preservation organization. Needless to say, we're very much in favor of this proposed local historic district. As was noted, since the area was made a National Historic District in 1977, at least four buildings have been demolished. So clearly, without real protection, there are few buildings, regardless of their beauty or their history, that can be considered safe from the impact of growth and high land values. The buildings in the proposed district are in good condition. They're currently being used as residences or business properties. They contribute to the tax rolls and the beauty and diversity that makes our city great. We hope you will help to ensure that they're protected and will remain standing for future generations. And please vote to move forward to City Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara Dawson.
Barbara Dawson, 523 North Locust Street, Boise. As a former member of this commission, and as a taxpayer and as a concerned citizen, I heartily support this motion.
Thank you. Dan Everhart. I know you know the procedure, so.
Yes, Vice Chair Lawson, members of the commission. My name is Dan Everhart. I live at 200 North 3rd Street in Boise, and that address, if you don't recognize it, it means that I'm an immediate neighbor of the proposed historic district. It's where I live. And it is with great pleasure that I can request of you that you forward this on to the City Council. As it stands right now, without any alterations to the boundaries or to what is included or excluded from the boundaries of the proposed local historic district, it's been really interesting to see the public interest in this, and I have to tell you that over the weekend, I led a tour hosted by Preservation Idaho three separate times to about 90 different people to see the historic district and better understand the stories that make up the history of the district. And I think it's interesting to see not only those stories and how they impacted the city then, but the story of the neighborhood as it is now and how it will continue to impact the history of Boise. So without more, I'll say please recommend this to the City Council. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Bill Hahn?
I was just signing in. I thought we needed to sign in.
You don't need to. Would you like to say anything? Okay. Bonnie Krupp?
I just wanted to compliment the Historic Planning Department's comprehensive report. It was really excellent. It's probably one of the best ones I've ever heard from them. And I hope, you know, definitely consider it. Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle Gierges. I'm having a hard time reading this. Sorry. State your name and address, please.
I'm Michelle Gierges. I live at 319 West Howe Street. I'm here to show my support of the district. I went on the walking tour on Saturday with Preservation Idaho and Dan, and he did a phenomenal job showing us the area and the historical significance, and I'm here to show my support. Thank you.
Thank you. And it looks like Randy. I can't even figure this one out. Come on up and let me know your name and address.
It's not so much the pronunciation as much as it is my handwriting.
It's the handwriting.
So my name is Randy Lamani. I work with Arthur Berry and Company in Boise. We're the property managers at 111 and 115 Main Street and also part owners. And we're requesting exclusion from this historic district. We don't oppose the primary purpose for the district, which is to protect the structures that are all about 90 or 100 years older than ours. But we do oppose being held to the same standard of
renovation or exterior appearance of those structures should we ever decide to do anything to the exterior of the building, which we're not planning on doing. We built the buildings to blend in with the neighborhood, so we don't plan on changing them. But there will come a day that we have vinyl siding, for example, on 115 Main Street. There will come a day when it's time to change that siding. We're going to change it and probably put the same thing back on again, but we may not. If I understand, I had a conversation with Ted, that we may not be able to put on that same siding. We're going, well, I mean, it's this, you know, we're not changing anything. We'd be putting the same thing on that we have right now. And we may make other changes, but again, we don't plan to. There's not much that we can do to the property to give it a larger presence. I mean, we're maxed out from a parking standpoint and also from a building standpoint. And I might add that Ted pointed out that there are numerous examples of non-contributing use in other historic districts, but I might add that there are also examples of exclusions from historic districts. So, and in fact, right here in this new one, the 103 First Street and 215 Main Street, 103 First Street's at the, looks like it's the south west corner of First and Idaho, and the 215 Main is at the west end of this proposed historic district. This looks like Department of Labor building where the old Sunset Sports used to be. You all look too young to remember where that building being Sunset Sports, but those buildings, the 205 Main Street was built in 1980, and they're excluded. And the building at 103 First Street was built in 1960. When we built our buildings, we attempted to conform to the neighborhood to some extent, yet we're included and the others are not. So, and within a stone's throw of our front door is a 40,000 square foot brand new building that's going to be built right next to Ronald McDonald House. So I guess that, I mean, in terms of a precedent for exclusion in the historic district, there is precedent. And in terms of the general purpose of creating this historic district, which is to protect those old structures, again, it doesn't really apply to us. So we respectfully request to be excluded.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions?
What year was your building built?
So it's built in two phases, 1994 and 1999. Actually, 1991 and 1999. And the buildings, so we purchased the lot, at least the portion of the 115 is the building I'm a partner in. We purchased that lot in 1998 and built the building in 1999. And even in 1991, when the first building was built, that lot was long vacant before the building was built. It was actually, and hopefully I don't mess up this history, but I think that Velma Morrison used to own those parcels, and I think that they tore down those original buildings, but I think they were torn down in like the 1980s, but I don't know, I don't go back that far in terms of the history of this property.
Anybody else with any questions? Okay, not yet. Thank you. That is all I have signed up. Are there other people that would like to testify? If you could state your name and address, and since you didn't sign up here, there should be pieces of paper that you can fill out and just leave with somebody here before you leave.
Will do. I'm Autumn Street. I live at 1415 West 4th Street. I'm also a member of the NINA board. You may recognize my address as within the bounds of the Hayes Street Historic District, city's most recently created district 15 years ago. I am here in support of the proposed district, the new one, and applaud the city's proactive efforts to preserve this important area of our beautiful city. I can tell you firsthand how completely gutting and traumatizing it can be to a neighborhood to lose such amazing buildings to destruction and demolition. Hayes Street District was created in reaction, unfortunately, to demolition of an entire block. Those wounds have yet to heal. The block remains empty, and feelings are still very hard in the neighborhood. So I respectfully ask that you support this new district proactively before such a loss. Act now while the buildings still stand. Save these pieces of what make Boise unique. And as one of the Planning and Zoning Commissioners stated at the last hearing in regards to this proposal, tonight we have the chance to say that we don't want a condo on every corner in Boise. Let's keep Boise, Boise. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Come on up.
My name is Casey Klein. I'm the, what is my address? 4640 West Miners Farm, Boise. And as a past resident of, I lived on Warm Springs for 18 years. So I'm kind of tied to this event. But also, I'm the chair of the construction management program at Boise State University. And at this time, one of the things that we are trying to do is undertake the reconstruction of historic structures. We did one several years ago with the National Park Service. We're doing different structures. And working with the students and the construction management students, we're working with engineering students, we're working with history students, and working on these structures and letting the students really understand the deep, rich history we have of construction or architecture in this town, very, very important. And so I just wanted to come here and say that me personally, I'm not sure if I can speak for Boise State University, right? But for me personally, I really hope that you all approve this or put forth to the council. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you, I'm sorry, get one of those forms and fill it out just because you're not on the list here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Staff, applicant, do you have anything to add?
Madam Chair, members of the commission, I would just go over the map a little bit and how we got here. Originally, when we were drawing boundaries and trying to figure out what to do with this area to protect some of the critical pieces, we did have a broader map for sure, and we kind of got it whittled down and working with management, our management team, and legal and everything. So originally we thought about including this piece and thought about including this piece and to making a more holistic boundary. Because even though those aren't historic structures, again, most of our districts, you know, a third or more of the structures are non-contributing. And so we tried to figure out a way to pull in the parcel down here on the bottom right as well, which is a historic building, and there were some others. And so we had a variety of maps pulled together. And we decided, for instance, on this property here, it's state-owned. The state is exempt from historic requirements anyway. And we decided not to get involved with dealing with the state on this as well. And it wouldn't have been, as a state-owned property, they wouldn't have had to comply with any of our historic standards anyway. The assay office was considered a little out of the realm as far as this neighborhood goes. It's an older property, older structure, also, again, owned by the state. So we excluded that. We narrowed down our boundary. We left this property over here on the corner out. It was an easier one to leave out. It would have been a non-contributing. It is a newer development. It is on the edge. And so it was easier to draw the boundary in a way that excludes that. With the property here, the 111-115 property, it was determined that we would go ahead and include that in the boundary as it was internal to the district. And therefore, it was considered that it would have more impacts as it developed in the future going forward. Whatever happens on that property would have more impacts than some of these peripheral properties to the key buildings that we're really trying to protect in here. And again, it is internal to that boundary, so it made sense to pull it in as a non-contributing member of the property. It is a property that was originally part of the Warm Springs, the National Register Warm Springs Historic District. That was our reasoning behind including that property. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission at this point? Okay. Then I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing. Hopefully we can have a motion, a second, and a discussion.
Madam Chair, I'll...
Yes, Commissioner Weaver.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. I would like to move to approve the recommendation of the creation of the East Main Street District and that the recommendation be forwarded to the Mayor and City Council along with the final report, findings, and draft ordinance.
Thank you. And who seconded?
Lot of us.
Oh, okay. Did you get that?
Okay.
Thank you. Some discussion?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll be brief. I think it's very surprising that this hasn't happened earlier, and I'll be voting in favor of the motion. I'm excited to be part of this. I feel like this is a historic event for the Historic Preservation Commission, and I appreciate all the public testimony. I am a little bit disappointed that the property in Idaho and included, but this is the most we have in front of us, and it has my full support.
Thank you. I just want to say, you know, we are the Historic Preservation Commission. This was not a hard sell for us. But I do want to address the applicant at the 111-115 Main, because I understand your concern of being a non-contributing parcel in a historic district, and there are definitely conditions, restrictions put on that. That being said, I think a lot of it is if your house or your property, it gets demolished and somebody proposes something new, it gives this commission some power to make sure it fits in with the contributing properties on each side and across the street. So I think because of the relationship to those very historic parcels, I think that your property needs to have that designation as part of it. Because if it doesn't, again, we have no way of controlling what happens next to these houses. And I guess I feel strongly that I don't think we should have a hole in the district. So I just wanted to address that, but I will be supporting this wholeheartedly. Would anyone else like to make a comment or?
Madam Chair, yes. Like you said, this really wasn't that hard of a sell. So I'm going to be supporting this wholeheartedly as well.
I'd just like to thank all the community members who came forward and the associations. I know you all put your letters of support in, but taking your time out of your evenings to come and to present to us and share your perspectives says a lot about our community, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to call the roll, or have Nikki call the roll.
Walter Allman.
Here.
Shalit.
Aye.
Richter.
Aye.
Lassen.
Aye.
Aye.
Montoro.
Aye.
Ruff.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And there you have it. Thank you, everybody.
When she said the roll.